Well, we're DTRM, and what's in a name? We're the Rainbow Militia of Full House fame. If you got a few minutes, sit down and take a listen and hear our funky tale of the Full House Mission.
Well, it was late one night, hanging out on the couch, flipping through the channels, ended up on Full House. It was an episode that we never see, cause Danny Epintana came out of the screen.
We're like Danny P, he said this world is fucking whack. Can't you see that decency is under attack? You've gotta hear my words and propagate my creed. To grow in the tanner,
you must sow the seeds. We're like, why us? What makes us new? Surely they are greater who have propagated you. He said, listen bitches, you're the chosen ones. You shall reign by my side and be known as my sons.
He said, listen, I think you should know. There's more than meets the eye when it comes to my show. Everything you need to get in your school can be learned in the house that is full.
So now we got Common and he's running his game. The Tanner Family Dog is where he gets his name.
And we've got Bullet, you may find it bizarre, with his funky brother's name from the Tanner Family Car. Well, we've got a guest and we'll do our best to tell you who they are and all the rest. Well, today we got Neil, and he's keeping it real to being vegan and edge with undying zeal. He's a hardcore kid, and he's God-free too. He's been kind to oblige to an interview. So sit back and relax, but hold on to your seat, cause you're in for some fun, and you're in for a treat. So turn up the volume and get ready to listen to Comet and Bullet
and the Full House Mission.
The DTRM Podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 1, and we have a special guest tonight because it's our first guest ever.
Yeah, and it's our first show.
So this is
I am Comet,
and I am Bullet,
and our guest is
Neil.
Neil is a hardcore kid, a vegan, straight edge.
That's true. It's very true.
Very true. So, we're
going
to have... That's three strikes, Neil.
Damn it.
So, we're going to start with veganism.
All right. That sounds good.
What's it all about?
Well, veganism, first of all, it's a lot of things. It's completely different than vegetarianism because it's not just what you eat. It's what you wear, what kind of products you use, all my shampoos, my shaving creams, whatever, they're all vegan. They don't have any animal products in them. Mm-hmm. I don't wear any wool. I don't wear leather, and so on.
Most of our pop filters are made out of wool.
I see that. That's okay. It's okay. It happens.
I was talking to my history teacher the other day, and he was basically saying how we should all go at least vegetarian because the population is growing so big. And we could feed, so many more people if we just fed them wheat and stuff.
Definitely.
Rather than feeding it all to the cows and everything.
Definitely. It's much more efficient to just eat the plants first before it goes through a cow. It's kind of like, I saw this shirt once that said, eating meat is like putting water through a sewer system and then drinking it. If that makes any sense. Does that make sense at all?
But you're taking your information from shirts. So, we're moving on. Our next topic is going to be Tannerism.
What are your opinions on Tannerism?
About Tannerism?
Tannerism. Yeah. It's an important subject.
Well, I don't know really how to answer that question. I mean, are you talking about,
Tannerism, the worship of the Tanner.
Oh, of Danny Tanner?
Of course. The Tanner.
Yes.
I think it's fucking awesome.
Why do you say that? I thought you were God free.
Danny Tanner is God.
Are you Danny Tanner free?
Yes, I'm. Oh yeah, that's one thing you could also say. I'm vegan, straight edge, and atheist. But yeah, I guess if Danny Tanner was right here, I'd be compelled to bow down to him.
That's good. You should be humble.
You're right.
You goddamn well better be. Anyway, so, back to the subject of veganism, do you see, since you have such views on animal cruelty and whatnot, do you see pets as animal cruelty?
You know, there's a whole world of vegans. They're the ones that are completely against, pet owning pets. And those are the ones that, to me...
What's your opinion on those wackos?
Cats and dogs, okay? They're domesticated. They're basically... Cats have a little...
They can survive in the wild.
You know, they can to an extent, but, like, there are tons of dogs and tons of cats out there. What?
I'm being rude to my guest.
Okay.
New to your pets, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
That's what it's all about. Protection.
If
Bob Barker's been telling us for fucking years.
Fuck yeah, Bob Barker's a genius.
It would definitely, that's definitely a very wise choice to spay and neuter dogs. But anyways.
Isn't that animal cruelty though? Well, you're cutting off their balls. That's not how they would be in the wild.
Wait.
What the fuck's up with this man?
Okay, I need to know this, Neil.
What's up?
What is your opinion on that video of that guy getting totally raped by that horse? Like, is that animal cruelty? Because the horse was pretty much...
He came.
I think that's just definitely...
He killed the guy.
I think that's just retarded. I don't know what to say about that. I think that's just ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it?
I don't know. I'm not really into bestiality. I don't know much about it.
Are you for it or against it, though?
I guess against
it. The animal is consenting...
The horse was
fucking him.
Let's say
I'm not fucking the horse.
I am indifferent to it, I guess.
You're indifferent to bestiality.
I guess so.
So now you're a pervert too. All right. So, issue of pets, pet care, brings us to a song about cats. This one's called "Cat Love."
Wait, did I get to the point about?
God damn it, Neil!
Sorry,
I need to announce this, and then you have to wait a couple seconds, so then we can make a big noise, so we can get it up there. Okay, one sec.
Okay. Oh, did I get to my point? Did you guys get my point about pet owning?
We need to take a break for a song, Neil. We'll come back to it after this.
But I wasn't done.
But we'll come right back to it.
That doesn't fucking matter.
But okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, this is a song called Cat Love.
Cat Love. Cat Love. Love your cat. Cat Love. Cat Love. Cat Love. Your cat loves cats. Cat Love. Dog Cat. He's a cat. He likes your looks, but he's a cat. Living the lion. He's a cat. He likes you too, but he is gay. Cat love. Cat love. Love your cats. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Your cat loves cats. Cat love. Garfield. He's a cat. He sort of likes you, but he is fat. You might own a cat. You love them all, but they love cats. Cat love. Cat love. Love your cats. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Love your cats. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love. Cat love.
And we are back with Neil, who is a straight edge, vegan, hardcore guy. Atheist?
Yes.
Godfrey?
Yes.
Just all around. What? There's no belief in anything. You're gone.
No, I'm not a nihilist. No.
Pussy. German badasses are nihilists. Anyway.
I want to know what's your favorite New Kid song. Who's your favorite New Kid?
What's that one song that Hangin' Tough? Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's a good song. Now I want a name. I want a name to show that you're a real fan of the New Kids.
Name one of the New Kids.
Just one of them.
Joey.
Joey who?
I don't know his last name.
They all got last names.
I don't know.
Can you name any one of them with their last name?
No, sorry.
Can't name Donnie Wahlberg even?
Nope.
What?
Donnie Wahlberg?
Who's that?
What? He's in the Saw movies. And...
You know the whole thing?
He was the detective in the Saw.
Okay, you know the whole thing with Lance Bass being gay?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that one of those, or probably all of those kids, are the same way.
You just made it very uncomfortable in here, Neil. Anyway, to hardcore in politics.
Oh, okay.
So what's the general consensus in hardcore in politics?
Well, hardcore has gone off into different branches and lots of bullshit. It's come, has spun off of its original, you know.
Would you say that that's like sort of a religion?
Hardcore?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely could be. I guess you consider religion. I think the definition of religion is just
a system of beliefs.
Yeah, profound belief. I mean, straight among. Right?
So do you think veganism is a religion?
It could be.
Huh. That's two religions that you could be involved with, yeah, potentially.
Yeah, potentially.
Sure.
That's a lot for a God-free man.
I mean, you could say, you
know. Huh? Neil? That's a lot for a God-free guy.
There's religions that don't have a central God. Hardcore started out, it spun off of punk rock, first of all.
Yeah.
And punk, you know, and.
So where did punk rock start? Come on, I thought you...
Was it the U.S. or was it in London?
Where was it, dude?
You don't know your roots?
I can tell you where tannerism started out.
It
came from reggae.
My room.
Okay, it came from reggae, but where did the reggae come from?
Let's just go back to hardcore.
Hey, no, you're avoiding this.
I'm scared of this question.
This is just like the cannibalism thing.
It doesn't matter.
You always get afraid.
This is just like discussing politics, you know, like it's always going to be... some leftover, you know, animosity. There's no point in debating.
Speaking of politics, we got a song about a famous politician, John F. Kennedy Jr. This one's called JFK.
JFK, 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 more like
JFK!
Said JFK, JFK. If you think he's right, wait.
Not okay!
Put on the street as he was killed for this. And the dude locked
shut some dicks! JFK! Get no major! I'm a heart in a Chevrolet! JFK! Get no major! I'm a heart in a Chevrolet!
JFK! 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 More like
JFK!
I said JFK! And he okay, we'll contest to this. JFK, they all will miss. Jade is the leader of our time. All the princess in disguise. JFK, JFK, Kate LBJ. A hobby J in a Chevrolet. JFK, Kate LBJ. A hobby J in a Chevrolet. JFK, JFK. JFK, more like
JFK.
I said JFK, 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 more like
JFK.
I said JFK, JFK,
KLBJ,
a RPG in a Chevrolet. JFK, KLBJ, a RPG in a Chevrolet. JFK, 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 JFK. JFK.
And we're back.
With Neil.
That's right.
Hardcore, straight edge, vegan.
Metal people wear a lot of leather.
Fuck that.
Why? Three of your bandmates wear leather. Four of your bandmates wear leather.
All of them do.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm in two bands. One of them is a hardcore band, of course. One of them is a metal band.
And
they all have long hair. A lot of them wear leather. And there's me. I have a shaved head, and I'm extremely skinny, and I just look out of place. I'm also not metal at all looking. I don't really have a beard. I have chops, but not a beard. But it's you know, it's all good. I love the diversity, and you guys aren't paying attention right now.
Is there a pretty big straight edge Christian movement at all?
There's a lot of straight edge hardcore Christian bands. I'm actually very good friends with one. They're called Choices Made from Tupelo, Mississippi, which is where I'm from. You can check them out on MySpace /, I think it's just Choices Made. Yeah, there's a pretty good movement of that. Definitely.
Do you support it, me and Godfrey?
Hardcore isn't about separation. It's about no matter all of the differences we have, it's about coming together for the things that we all the struggles that we share. And I definitely do support Christian bands. You know, I would prefer them that they don't preach on stage, of course.
Well, you've got to really look at our view on the Tanner, because
okay.
I think that it makes a lot more sense.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the baby boy, the evening TV. I didn't get to live in here. Somebody tell me, please. This old world's confusing me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. Ain't a bird that knows your tune. Little voice inside you whispers, kid, don't sell your dreams so soon. Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face,
somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look, when you're lost out there and you're all alone, light is waiting to carry you home.
Everywhere you look,
I look.
Danny Tanner was brought here to save the human race.
He was brought here to
save us all.
You know, now that I think about it, you're right.
Well, I know I'm right.
We
saw it.
Fuck Scientology. It's fucking Tannerism all the way.
What? Don't even compare us to Scientology.
I'm sorry.
We're not gay. Foundation.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'm saying.
We come in here and let you talk about your shit.
And then we just want to talk
for
like 5 minutes.
On our fucking
5 minutes about Tannerism.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Scientology sucks. I'm not comparing them. I'm saying I was a fool for believing in Scientology.
I was really hurt. You know.
For the record, I never believed in Scientology.
You better not. We're going to skip to a song here called ABC.
D-E-F-G.
H-I-V.
Oh my god. Guys. Whoa.
We are back.
Guys. Okay. So, oh my god. Okay.
Shut the fuck up, Neil.
Hey, you know what I think? I think you guys should play some As I Am.
I don't care what you care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you care. I don't care what you think.
I
don't care
what you
care.
I
don't care what you think. I don't care what you care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. I don't care. I don't think.
You guys should play. You know, I think it'd be cool to play local music anyways. But
yeah, that would be real cool, Neil. Is this the As I Am podcast, Neil? Is it the As I Am podcast, Neil?
Okay. Neil, we'll give you a little bit of time. Tell us about As I Am. Just do it. Do it. You have a little bit of time. We'll give you 2 minutes. Go for it. Go for it. Quick.
As I Am.
Speed round.
As I Am came from the ashes of a band called Trist.
Trist.
Trist was formed in, I think, around November 2004. We broke up in June 06 after some member changes. A few months later, we started a completely new band, completely new sound. And now, Devin and I, he was the original vocalist of Trist, and I was the original guitarist. And we're the only people that are still, you know, carrying it out. Our old bass player was in Trist, but he lives in Houston, Texas now. But yeah, we're a hardcore band. We're not as
time's up, Neil.
Fuck. Okay.
That was I told you to do it fast.
Was that 2 minutes, really?
That took a long time.
Really? That was 2 minutes?
You really should have just really.
Yeah, you're really
ahead.
Boring.
You quit eating your chips. You do it. You quit it. You quit it.
All right, so Neil. So we're
Neil. Do you think it'd be cool if you ate veal, just because your names rhyme?
Neil.
Veal's
just
like
tell
the
me.
Most...
Just tell me. Would you do it because your names rhyme? Your names rhyme.
That's the worst.
If
example.
I could find.
What about for charity? We could call it Neil Eats Veal.
If
and we'll just
I
raise a
find
bunch
something
of money.
That rhymed with comet, I would eat it immediately.
Vomit.
Do it. I'll eat it. Right here. Do it. Seriously. Find a bucket. Do it. I'll eat it.
So anyway, we're moving on.
We're going to move on to Straight Edge because we haven't talked about that yet.
You're right. We haven't.
What's Straight Edge all about? What's the big hell?
What's Straight Edge for you?
Okay, Straight Edge is a philosophy. It's a lifestyle. Okay.
Is it an alternative lifestyle?
You know, I really don't think so. I don't think it is alternative. It's a subculture, and it's a counterculture.
So it's like being gay.
Sure, yeah. I guess if you really wanted to say that, sure.
I really do want to say that.
Huh.
Okay, so straight edge is... If someone is straight edge, that means that they are addiction-free, and that includes addiction of recreational drugs, you know, marijuana, whatever. That drugs include alcohol. They also include nicotine from cigarettes, and also casual sex. That's basically being a whore is not straight edge. Who's making that noise?
That's that? Scott.
Cat Scott.
What?
Cat Scott, your tongue.
Well, me. One thing I should say about straight edge though is that it came from a. Came from a different time, but a lot of people think that
straight
edge is a gay.
We don't want you to talk about it. I think that if you want to tell us about it now, because this is really boring, we're gonna have you sing about it.
This is a rap. Yo. A lot of people think that shit is a game. Well, man, that is lame. Fuck all haters. We ain't playing no game. When we say we got fangs, we'll dig into your neck. We'll drink all your blood. Be ready for the flood. It's coming for you. Fuck you. There ain't nothing to you. You just a fool and a fucking Jew.
What do you have against Jews? You just made fun of a culture. We don't accept intolerance.
We don't.
Dude, don't do that.
You just hurt their ears. You hurt everybody's ears. Everybody is probably not able to hear anymore because they're all wearing iPod headphones. And those, I guess,
earbuds.
Are like really, really bad for your ears. So
why do they call them earbuds? They're not. They're uncomfortable. They're the furthest
but
thing
like
from
buddies.
A bud.
They're buddies.
No, they're not.
They're
buddies don't hurt your ears.
They stick by me. They stick inside of me.
So do I.
That's what she said.
Bullet, help me out here. What the fuck is he saying?
I don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
This is bullshit. All of it. All of it's a fucking...
Fuck you guys.
We invited you
fuck
here.
Fuck you guys. Fuck
the
you.
Fucking veganism, seriously. The fucking hardcore movement.
Seriously. This is bullshit.
No, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Fuck you, Neil. No, seriously. Get the fuck out of my house, Neil.
You gotta leave the room. You've overstayed your welcome. We're tired of your radical thoughts.
One more thing. Suck at your breck.
No.
What?
I'm going to disagree with that just outright. Aren't those wool socks, Neil?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
They're my dad's. I went skiing tonight. My dad let me borrow some. Because I didn't have... Mine were... My vegan ones are dirty.
Un-vegan.
You're wearing wool socks.
Neil, you're so un-vegan.
Fuck you, Neil. It's time for guest abuse hour.
Hey,
we don't care if you're from the South. You suck.
Yeah, the North won.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Go back to the South. And yeah. You're bald.
What?
You're balding.
Yeah,
bald.
Fuck you.
You have a vein coming out the side of your head. Got a vein coming out. You jock or something? You jock or something?
Yeah, what's up with this hardcore bullshit, right? I haven't been a good hardcore band since Bad Brains. And they suck.
They're not hardcore, they're punk rock.
Fuck that shit, nigga.
You don't even know the difference.
Yeah. What? Because there is none. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit along with reggae.
Fuck your shit.
Dude, where did you...
Fucking MySpace, fucking mall, fucking goddamn...
Where did you get these
Hot Topic
these ships
fucking
from?
Bullshit scene? Fuck that shit. Any retort, Neil? Or did I blow your mind?
That's not all you blew.
Fuck you, Neil.
Let's go to... the most trouble you've ever been in.
So I'm with this guy, right? I'm on my way to a show, you know, playing a band, gonna play a show, gonna rock out, gonna get, you know, metal and go crazy, and yeah. So I'm driving, right?
I went to that show. That never happened. No one got crazy. Not in the Ricky Martin sense, at least.
Okay, so I'm driving. I'm going 10 miles over the speed limit at this moment. I get pulled over. The cop is actually going the opposite direction of me. He turns around. And pulls me over. The fucking cop gives me a ticket. But here's the weird part. He gets me out of my car, pats me down, takes me into the driver's the passenger seat of his vehicle. And this is Alaska. And I thought he was just being nice because it was cold outside and he was letting me be inside. And he wanted to talk to me about something. Well, he did want to talk to me about something. Apparently there was marijuana in the car. And I'm straight edge, you know, that's an obvious thing. People know that. Just people know that I'm straight edge. I was completely unaware that the fucking guy that was with me he had marijuana on him. And apparently the cop smelt it out of my car. Nobody had smoked it into my car, that's for sure. The cop smelt it, but I didn't fucking smell it. What the fuck? So, he asked me how we're gonna deal with that, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He searches the car and he finds it in the guy's pocket. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Cop ended up actually he gave me a $218 ticket actually for speeding.
Ouch.
But only thing he did first time that's what really pissed me off. The first time I've ever pulled over in my life, I get a speeding ticket. But he just takes the marijuana and he said it will take care of it for you.
Which goes to prove that cops in Alaska are pretty cool dudes.
I guess so. I mean, I think he's a prick for... I never had a ticket or, you know, in my life. No criminal record. I'm going to defensive driving, and I'm going to get it basically completely erased from history.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you believe in erasing things from history?
Yes.
Really? Do you believe
in the eraser with
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What?
Do you believe in the eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm not going to answer that. Next question.
What? This is bullshit.
I can't answer this.
Fuck this shit.
This interview is just not working out, man. We're really trying to just work it with you, but it's just in
maybe
the
it
end,
needs more light. Turn the other light on.
That's all right. All right, I will.
No, no, I need more. No,
I'm still saying that you should do Neil Eats Veal.
Neil, it would be a great charity event. I would pay to go see.
I'd pay a lot to go, and I know a lot of people would.
Why could it be? Why could it be that? Neil?
And here's the thing: I could get you a free range veal.
You need it.
I will
need
put it in
it.
A field and chain it up.
You need
to. It will be free range. So vegans totally smell funny. What's your opinion?
Yeah, dude, I smell like shit, dude. I smell like pot and granola.
Yeah, you do.
And bike
next
racks.
Question.
Bike racks too. And Subarus.
There he goes being intolerant again. I think he really, really is a racist and a sexist.
And a misogynist.
I think he's a real skinhead.
Yeah, you are. You are totally a fucking
wow,
Nazi
it took
skin.
You guys that long to figure that out. Wow.
I don't know. I think that you just suck as a guest.
Yeah.
Because we know straight up that you fucking suck.
Boo.
All right, we're going to play some As I Am now because we're we're sadists. Okay?
Are you seriously going to play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, just give them a brief thing about your album, what it's called, when we can expect it out.
Well, my new band, As I Am, we're coming out with an EP. It's called Starting Over. It's going to feature 7 songs, 5 of which
7. Is that a lucky number for you?
Maybe. 5 were written with...
It's called Starting Over, you said.
Yeah.
What's in the name?
Well, basically, it means a lot of things.
But what does it really mean? What was the meaning when you picked out that name? What were you thinking about? I want to know what was going through your mind.
I was just talking about how.
Cut.
What made you go? This is the
cut,
one.
Cut.
Really?
This is the one.
Here, cut.
Where is your cat?
Where is my cat?
What?
Where can he be?
Where is my cat?
Oh, where is his
what's
cat?
What's going on?
Cat.
Where is his cat?
Where is my cat?
Where is his cat?
Needle doesn't
where
know.
Is his cat? Anyway.
Back to what we were saying.
What I was thinking when we came up with the name was how, you know, Tris broke up.
Oh.
We formed a completely new band, together.
So, did anybody cry
we started
when
over.
Tris,
huh?
Did anybody cry when Tris broke up?
I'm sure a lot of people did the opposite of cry. I'm sure they shouted and rejoiced.
Really? And why would they have done that?
A lot of people don't like us.
But why? Why do people not like us?
Because we're fucking dicks.
We're a controversial band.
Why are you controversial?
Because they're fucking dicks.
We talk a lot of shit.
You
we,
talk a lot of shit? Yeah. Why are you talking lots of shit?
Yeah. Huh? Well, what's the reason?
Why,
does two wrongs make a right, Neil?
Well, really, it's shit, a lot of it's, you know, and not the whole band. It's just...
Oh, really?
Know,
just like one or two people?
Devin's our vocalist. And
one or two people just fucking hate everybody. They ruin it for everybody
yeah,
in your
like
band.
Yeah, like you, Neil.
They ruin it for everybody.
Why don't you go blog about it on CryStation, Neil?
Just do it.
Fuck you, Neil.
I'm actually going to do that in a minute.
You fucking smelly vegan shit.
About what?
Let's sing a song about Neil.
About Neil.
So let's sexy. Sing a song
about... No, shut the fuck up, Neil. We're making a song about
okay,
Neil.
Cool.
Shut the fuck up, Neil. 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 Shut the fuck up, Neil.
Shut the fuck up,
Neil. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, here's As I Am with Buckled Down.
My heart hit. what seems right at the time.
Could you have one new
what seems right at the time.
Back with
that
Neil.
Song was quite incredible.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah, that was really great.
I like this song a lot. It's one of our older ones. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know more about, you know, the lyrics.
The lyrics. Okay. Of that song?
Of that song. I sort of want you to sort of jot everybody's memory too on how exactly it sounded.
Oh, you want me to replay it with my mouth?
Yeah, I sort of wanted
to. Then it repeats, and then, yeah, that's
peer pressure ain't got
shit on me. That's a good song.
Isn't that a, isn't that something a seventh grader would say?
Yes, right after the DARE officer comes to school.
I love the DARE officer.
Fuck yeah, dude. Exactly. That's why everybody loves the song.
They give us ribbons
song.
And we just wear them for the
actually, we're changing stuff. Our name from As I Am to DARE.
I'm pretty sure that's already been done, but...
Dick ass rank.
Shut up. That's not funny.
Bitch.
I think you want to support kids doing drugs.
Can I have some pita chips?
No.
No.
We don't treat our guests nice when they're boring to us.
Hey, Neil, fuck your movement.
Neil is a hardcore kid, a vegan, straight edge.
It's kind of like, I saw this shirt once that said, eating meat is like putting water through a sewer system and then drinking it. I like bestiality. Well, veganism, first of all, it's, sex with a goat. Oh, you want me to replay it with my mouth? Guys, seriously, it's that one day that I sold that kid marijuana. That was totally, I had to do that. I needed money, okay? It's a lot of things. It's completely different than vegetarianism because it's completely different. I just repeated the same thing over. Well, I'm not a faggot. I don't fuck guys in the ass. I'm never going to get HIV. Fuck veganism.
This show is turning into shit. You're looking kind of cute over there. I can see your package like no sleeping pants.
Yeah, dude, I smell like shit, dude. I smell like pot and granola. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Fuck you. Seriously. No, fuck you guys, and I'm out of here.
No, seriously, get the fuck out of my house, dude.
That was our podcast. Thanks a lot, Neil, for ruining everything.
It made me
go vegan mad. Or fuck yourself.
Hey, you shut the fuck up. This yeah, show is about the Tanner and the way of the Tanner.
God
and
dang
we
it,
can't
Bob.
Have you ruining the end of our show to try to promote your silly ways.
Yeah, you're right.
What was I thinking? I'm ashamed of myself.
We're gonna close out with some music, I guess. Okay, this is gonna be one of our segments on our show right here.
We're going to play a classic DTRM song
and give a full explanation for it, because all of DTRM's classic songs
are inside jokes,
huge inside jokes that you will not get unless you were us at that time.
There are some people that know the stories, but most don't, and they like the music, but I think the stories sort of make the music better.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least it explains why it's so bad.
Anyway, so this is a song off of our first album, which was Bob Saget versus the World.
And it's called Aaron versus Bob Saget.
So basically, Aaron was a kid we went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
And this song sort of really describes him.
Remember that kid on Beavis and Butthead that always wanted to hang out with him? The kid who always wore the winger shirt. This kid was basically him. And after he caught wind of this song, he wrote us a
long, long, epic comment.
Yeah,
on
our old DTRM internet site.
And it only let you leave comments so long, so we had to leave like 20 of them. And he was pretty pissed off. So we're going to take turns reading some of the stuff that he's written to us as DTRM.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start out here. We had a forum on our old site that was a name, favorite DTRM song, favorite Full House character, and then the comment they wanted to leave. And Aaron left this name, Aaron, favorite DTRM song. Well, if you're really going to slander music by calling those things songs, ouch. Ouch. Coming from a guy who whose only acquired knowledge of music is from Metallica Tabs. Let's see. Favorite Full House character. Family Matters is better.
That son of a bitch.
That is pure sacrilege. Okay. Comment. Funny. Well, if you're stoned. But then, when a person's wasted, they'll laugh at just about anything, won't they? Well, go on ahead then. Say what you will about me behind my back, like spineless pansies. Well, I guess I'd probably have nothing better to do. And then it continues. Sent a demo tape out and got told to take singing lessons. But I guess Hollywood isn't exactly on its knees begging for singers who look and sound like apes. I'm pretty sure that's racism. I'm pretty sure that the whole black people in monkeys comparison died out, 1960s maybe, with the civil rights movement there?
Anyway, so for Comet and his gay-ass mullet, I'm glad you've graduated from quarter notes to
E, and then it continues, eighth notes. Funny thing is, that was soon after I developed my technique to be able to play 64th notes on the bass. So, eat a fat dick, Aaron. Eat a fat dick. Anywho. But don't put yourself too hard on those walking lines. If anyone wanted to hear random noises, they listen to FX from Children of the Grave. I believe we proved him wrong, since people actually have bought DTRM albums. But I see those Children from the Grave FX albums, they're in the cutout bin. And not getting bought at, CD stores. We are not yet in the cutout bin. We've never been in a CD store, but we've never been in a cutout bin. So, I think we're on top of the world.
We're on top of the world here.
I think we won that battle. Alright, anyway. Oh. And for the record, Metallica rules. Exemplary argument. That, oh my god. That's all. Now go back to the glory hole and make a few. And that's where it ends.
So this is the song Aaron Will versus Bob Saget.
Yeah. it pretty much self-explanatory about Aaron Will. Enjoy. Until next time, I'm
Salome,
and I'm Bullet.
And I'm, you don't get to introduce yourself, Neil.
I'm Neil. Neil XVX. MySpace.com/synthesizer Neil. Comment my pics.
Not cool, Neil.
Add that shit.